Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. We're going to go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Dear Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Heavenly Father, God, for your presence, for being a loving God, a protecting Father, to be Yahweh Shema, the ever-present God. Father, Holy Spirit, come on in and have your will in your way, God. Ask you to heal heart, God, to sit among us, Lord. Minister to us, oh God. And I just thank you right now, Father God, for doing that. And I give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Welcome again to Royal Daughters. Today we're going to be talking about when women are wounded. And then my subtitle, I'm talking about wounded daughters, fatherless daughters, daughters that get hurt because maybe their dad wasn't there, or he passed away, or he left, or something happened where the woman was left wounded. I am going to be looking at Tamar, David's daughter, in the Bible, and I also am going to be visiting a few other women who I believe experience woundedness, like the woman with the issue of blood and also the woman at the well. Amen. So we're just going to be led by the Holy Spirit and let us have its way. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. I am so reminded first, as I sit here and I do this particular message on my knees, I am thinking about Mary at the feet of Jesus when Jesus came to visit Mary and Martha, and Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to hear his words, and God was ministering to her, and Martha, her sister, was saying, well, yeah, she was preparing a meal for the Lord because she knew he was coming, and she was a little, kind of wobbly, sort of worried. She said, well, God, why don't you tell my sister to come and help me? And then the Lord was telling her that Mary chose the good thing, and so we want to choose the good thing. We want to sit at the feet of Jesus. Amen. So just join me as we open up our hearts and allow the Lord, amen, to minister to our hearts. Praise God. Amen. So as we begin now to visit, thank you, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Lord God. The daughter of David, we're looking at Tamar, his only daughter that I know of. In that particular story, she was a princess. David was a king. And she had a robe. You know, most princesses have robes from their fathers. I have a robe, a royal robe, and she had a robe. And she was a virgin. You know, she was a virgin. And then something happened to her when her stepbrother fell in love with her, lust with her, really. And then he raped her. And then she was left desolate. I thought that was such a sad story to think that she died desolate. And that's kind of the way it left us, with nothing else after that, except that later on, I think it said that David had a daughter. David's son, Absalom, had a daughter in the story who actually took care of Tamar during that time, or after she had gotten raped, and took her into his home. And he named his daughter Tamar after, I would believe, his daughter Tamar. And so, you know, it's a very interesting, heartwarming story. And I think, you know, the Lord is concerned about our wounds. He's concerned about our feelings. The Bible says he's touched with the feelings of our infirmities or our weaknesses. And so the Lord Jesus Christ came down here to experience those things. Let us know how he feels about those things. We have the Holy Spirit, who's the comforter, who's the lover of our souls, the keeper of our souls. God is the protector. He's the protecting Father. And so, again, we're talking about wounded women. Maybe somewhere in your life, you know, you didn't feel protected, or somewhere in your life you were violated, you were abused. And so really the Lord wants to go in or come in, and he wants to be that protector. He wants to heal that wound. He wants to he wants you to be recovered. He wants you to recover you, to heal you, to restore you. Amen. And so I have a real funny feeling I'm gonna have to spend some time in prayer, probably most of my time in prayer. But as we begin to visit and look into this subject a little bit more, let's now just begin to look at the word wounded. When we look at the word wounded in the dictionary, we're looking at the word hurt. We're looking at the word bruised. We're even looking at the word bloody. We're looking at the word injured, hurt. So these are some of the synonyms for the word wounded, to be wounded. And so the interesting thing, as I begin to just study this a little bit, as I begin to think about the father wounds, I'm going to be studying the father wound. When I say the father wound, from my interpretation, my understanding, just thinking about a father wound, when a father wounds you. You know, I looked up a little bit what a father means, and I did see one particular definition, and it, you know, in some sense it may be obvious, but when you don't have that reality, that becomes something big at times, and we don't really have the experience of that. And so Joe McGee says a father means to be treated with protective care. So a father, what that means is to be someone that treats you with protective care. So when you don't have someone with that fatherly love, or who doesn't act in that fatherly way, well, guess what? You're left unprotected if he's not acting as a protector. You know, fathers are out of our homes. A lot of our children are I think it was 70% were raised in fatherless homes. And so imagine not feeling the protection, not that a mother can't give, not that a mother can't speak words, not that a mother can't do some things, but there's something about the protection of a father. There's something about the strength of a father and the role of a father. That's a really good word, the role of a father. And so, yes, of course you can pray. Of course, please, by all means, pray. God is the ultimate protector. But, you know, God, which is designed to have both mother and father in the home, take care of those children. And when that doesn't happen, you know what? Yes, you can call upon the name of the Lord, and he will save you in that situation and help you in that situation. And the Holy Spirit is definitely a comforter. I have a comforter right now. Amen. And I mean, I'm a single parent, so I understand. And God is with us. He's Yahweh Shema. He's ever present. But what happens is when we don't have that, we become wounded. I believe women become wounded when they don't have the things that God designed for us to have. And so then we have to go through a period of restoration or healing or an education about what was supposed to be there and then how was that supposed to function. We have to define things that should have been there, not to blame anyone. That's not why I'm saying this. I'm saying to simply need an education on that which was unknown. We need to investigate, like what's a father, or like what does a father do, and what does it feel like to have a father. Things that may seem simple are not so simple when you don't have them. Just like someone maybe who was missing an arm would say, well, what would it feel like to have two, or what would it feel if you were missing an eye, well, what would it feel like to have two if you only have one? And so it's just a question of inquiry, which may be common to some. It's not common to a lot of people, probably millions of people. And so I want to talk a little bit about that, asking God to heal your wounds even now, asking God to restore you even now. And I am brought to one particular scripture that I'm going to look up, and I believe it's in Hebrews. I'm asking the Holy Spirit, Lord God, I'm going to go, oh, I just passed Hebrews. I'm going to go over to Hebrews 2. And so thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, I just ask you to lead me and to guide me, Father, as I impart and share with your people, amen, as I am ministered as well. And so, Father, I just thank you for this right now. So I mentioned earlier that Jesus Christ, God, I just thank you right now for your presence. Because I love it when I'm so close, and I'm just so close to what God is saying, and I'm in Hebrews. It looks like Hebrews 4, talk about Jesus Christ being the high priest, the confession of our faith, amen. My Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost is so good, you all, because I thought it was in Hebrews 2, and it's actually in Hebrews 4, and I'm right there, right, guys? I love it. It says, Holy Ghost, what do you want me to start? I'm going to start at 13. It says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open in the eyes of him and with whom we have to do. 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. So let's hold fast our profession of who Jesus is and what he's come to do. Listen to what I want to focus on here. 15 says, for we have not an high priest who cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. And so then he says, 16, let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. And so it's just really important to understand that the Lord Jesus has gone through and experienced these things because he loves us. He's the father of all compassion. He loves us, and he went through these things again, like I said, because he experiences things, because he loves us, because he cares about us, because he wants us to know that he cares. And so we need to call upon the Lord in the day of trouble, and he will answer us, and he will heal us. And if we ask the Lord anything according to his will, he heareth us, amen. And so he will give us the desires of our heart. It's his desire that we be healed. Matter of fact, in Isaiah 53, and 4 and 5. And I'm going to try to go over there. If not, I'll just have to recall the scripture because I think this is just a New Testament, and that's in the Old Testament. But in the Old Testament, in Isaiah 53 and 4, it says that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. And so we find out in that particular scripture, especially I believe it's the first part in verse 4, when it says that he was wounded. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I give you praise, Father God. There's a word sometimes that people will use, and we'll hear it, and we'll say, oh, this person is a trauma. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The person is traumatized, and so he was wounded. He was traumatized. He was traumatized for us. He went through the pain of trauma. Anybody ever with trauma where you're devastated, you're in shock, you might not be able to talk or move or anything, hardly breathe. I mean, you just literally stay in shock. It says Jesus Christ was traumatized for us. Oh, my God, that's powerful. And we see, you need to understand that he's the wounded healer, amen, that he was touched. He feels, he understands what we have gone through. And so, yes, I'm about to enter a time of prayer because I'm feeling God. I'm feeling the Lord, amen. And so I'm going to ask the Lord, Father, begin to heal the hearts of those who are hurt, to those that are lonely. Maybe another time I can talk about tomorrow. Maybe another time I can talk about the woman of the issue of blood. But Father God, I'm praying right now for those that are wounded from father wounds, from a verbally abusive parent, maybe it's a caregiver, a care provider that was really abusive, maybe even physical abuse. Lord, I'm asking you to go in and heal only as you can, to touch only as you can, to restore, Lord, only as you can. Father, I'm asking you to heal hearts and to heal even the emotions that are wounded. And they literally can feel the pain, God. I'm asking you to go in to heal the heart and the bruised heart and the grieved heart and the wounded heart, and that you would go in and just hold them and take the pain out in a way. And Lord, just rock them and nurture them and minister to them, Lord, and do exactly what you want to do, Father. And for those, Lord, I need to just forgive their dad and say, Dad, you know, I forgive you, Daddy, if they have to sit a chair in front of them and literally act as though their father or mother, whoever that person is that hurt them, would sit in their chair and they would tell them how they hurt them or how they felt, and then to actually forgive them. Amen. And so I'm going to even practice that. I'm going to put a chair. So let's all do that. We're going to practice. We're going to get up. Let's do that for the homework. And you know, and then let's see the Lord in that chair too. You know, some of us need to forgive the Lord. Listen, I want us to see the Lord in that chair as one that we would tell God our hurts and our problems. God, I hear God saying that he was there and he understands. And Father God, I just thank you, Lord God, that you want to hold them. You want to minister to them. And you know, forgiveness is a really big part. If we don't forgive, it kind of stops God in the process. We don't want to stop God in the process. So let's ask the Lord, Father, even now, help us to forgive those who have wounded us, be it a mother, a father, or both, be it a care provider, a parent, a grandparent, an aunt, uncle, whoever, God. We've hurt ourselves, God, if we've hurt you, God. Help us, oh God, right now, Father God, to forgive, Lord. We know that you can't do anything right thing wrong, Lord. We have a tendency when we get upset to blame you sometimes, right? Or to say, well, God, if you were there, well, you know, why didn't you come through? Well, you are the Father of compassion. You are the God of all love. That person just wasn't doing their job of protecting. That person right there was just somewhere else. Something else was in the way. The enemy got in the way, right? And so help us to understand that they didn't listen to you at that moment, and to forgive their, oh, I feel God, and forgive their lack thereof. And to forgive their humanness or their understepping, that they didn't step up to it. They didn't take the initiative. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. They weren't responsible. They didn't respond properly. And so, Father, we forgive them for not doing what they needed to do. And we ask you now, Jesus, to sit in that chair and to begin the healing and the restoration and to bring forgiveness and to do what you need to do in our hearts. God, we yield to you, Father. We open up our hearts to you. And I ask you to begin to restore and to heal. You know, this is a process. I don't want you all to rush it. What I mean by that, I'm going to slow my roll. Stop talking so fast. But I want you to really, you know, see the Lord in that chair. Ask the Lord to sit in that chair and then to begin to minister to you. Allow the Lord to minister to you and heal your wounds. Amen. To hold you. Some of you may need to sit in that chair. Some of you may need to see yourself sitting in that chair on the Lord's lap. Amen. And seeing him healing you and restoring you and crying over you and telling you how valuable you are and how worthy you are, how you're worthy of his love and you're a treasured possession. Amen. How you were born to be careful because you were born valuable. Amen. And so that's what I want to let you know today. I'm praying that the Lord will work in your heart, work on your heart, and let you know, amen, how valuable you are, how special you are, and how precious you are. Amen. So, Father, I just pray right now, God, that you give everyone listening a revelation of their value and worth. a revelation that you would heal the wounds, Father God, of father loss, fatherlessness, mother abuse, father abuse, physical abuse, mental, sexual, social, economic, whatever the abuse has been, God. I know a lot of people, I'm sitting with physical abuse, Father, you will begin to heal even now the wounds, the memory, the mind, God. Go into the mind, heal the mind, Father God. Just lead them and guide them and direct them. God, lead them. God, you are the greatest counselor, Father. Hallelujah. Just lead them, Father, to who they need to talk to. Lead them to resources, Father, if need be. But, Father, you are the one. You are the Father of all compassion. And so, Holy Spirit, just have your way right now in all of our hearts, God. I give you praise, Father, during this wonderful season, God, during this holiday season when sometimes people are feeling great loss and they're grieving, Father, that you will begin to go into the heart and heal and restore. I speak worth over you. Jesus Christ died for you, creating this image and his likeness, and you have worth in the Lord. Amen. You are worthy. You're his worthy son or daughter. He said to the woman with the issue of blood, he said, and when she was healed, he said, when she touched the hem of his garment, he said, daughter, your faith has healed you. Amen. So listen, God is saying to us, daughter, your faith has healed you. All we need to do is believe that God is who he says he is, and he is who he says he is, and walk by faith and believe that he's healed us when we ask him to do it. Amen. And allow him to touch your heart. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Have a blessed Christmas. God bless you. Woman of worth or man of worth. God bless you and welcome. Take care.